From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. President Barack Obama travels to Cuba Sunday for an historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after breaking off ties. As VOA's White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports, Mr. Obama will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro, as well as with Cuban dissidents.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
The top suspect in the terror attacks on Paris last November was discharged from a hospital in Brussels Saturday and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve called the capture of 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the Islamic State in Europe. But Abdeslam's lawyer says he will fight extradition efforts to send his client back to France. Abdeslam was considered the ringleader in the November 13th terrorist attacks that left 100